Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 86.
Damn.
68.
I think it's like
90.
Very good.
Was it 89 last week?
I think it's 60.
It's
87. Oh.
I said it already.
This is episode 87. My name is Joe.
I'm Chad.
I'm TJ.
And I'm Dan, finally here.
Welcome to the show! You did another one.
I did what?
Nothing.
I know.
Oh, okay. So games. I've been playing a little bit of Binding of Isaac. It's not what I expected, but it's kind of growing on me. Played some...
You seem to not like that. Right away you said it was bad, right?
Yeah.
Well, I came over tonight, and I was like, oh, I haven't seen this game yet. Can I see it? When he turned it on, he said, this game sucks. It's not that great. And then he enjoyed it a lot more just by one
picture. I enjoyed it when I played it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to check it out. I've downloaded it, I haven't turned on my PS4 much.
I think it'd be good to trophy hunt in that game, because
it looks really, really hard. 0.0% platinum, so nobody yet. Yeah. It's only been out for how long, though?
Tuesday?
And so. Call of Duty came out, so no one's playing Binding of Isaac.
It's a good point.
I'm also playing Lego Marvel, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's like $8 right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's on sale again? Or has it been continuously on sale?
No, it's on sale again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I see. But I'm just waiting for Evil Within.
TJ.
From TJ.
Yeah, you should go pick that up.
Hotly anticipated title of the year. Advanced Warfare.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't care for it? What happened?
I bought it on... Actually, they sold it Monday, because they had the day one edition, like 24-hour double XP or whatever.
Okay. You're supposed to only be able to get that if you pre-order.
They had it at Toys R Us, but they were selling it like release day.
Everybody was selling it normal.
Yeah.
That day. Like,
there were two different copies. There was like the normal copy and the day one edition.
Day one, which had what?
It doesn't have, it's just the label on the front, like the cover said day one edition. It looks cool.
I guess.
It looks kind of cool. Or day zero, sorry. Day zero. So
nice.
It was day one. But yeah, I don't know. I was expecting the rebirth of Call of Duty for me. Like, harken back to the times of Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
First Modern Warfare.
Did you like Modern Warfare, though?
Modern Warfare was amazing.
I know you played a lot of
Call of Duty 4.
Well, Call of Duty 2 with me. A lot of it.
Played a lot of Call of Duty 2, Modern Warfare, and Modern Warfare 2. Modern Warfare 2 was awesome. That's when the series died.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, I remember that. It was really good.
Yeah, do you remember those fucking Spec Ops missions we played?
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, that game was awesome. But...
This just doesn't...
10-minute sniper,
is this...
like, waiting... There's, like, you and just one other sniper on the map?
Yeah.
Was it too familiar still?
It feels like Call of Duty 2. It looks like Call of Duty 2.
Come on, it's not that bad.
It's bad.
It doesn't look like Call of Duty 2.
I mean, obviously it looks a little better.
I saw Kevin Spacey on Fallon.
Those are videos.
Showed it up.
Yeah, dude...
The videos look amazing.
The first level is the E3 demo. It doesn't look anything like that. It's way dumbed down from the presentation.
Why do they do that shit?
It looks like shit. It, like, when you're flying into the city, the buildings...
You also have
the buildings look
like highest resolution TV you can buy on the market right now.
It's only 1080p when you're playing 1080p.
Okay, but...
Like, so it doesn't make it look worse.
What if it's on my 5-year-old TV that doesn't have great resolution, though? Maybe it'll look...
It's the same resolution that I'm playing my games.
There's no way.
You're telling me there's those swarms?
He's right. It doesn't look great. I think Battlefield looks better.
Battlefield does look better. You played it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the vocals or like the lip syncing?
Was
it
the
NPCs?
I didn't notice any issues with that.
There's one of the guys that you're walking around like the Atlas base.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
he's walking with you and he's like, yeah, go ahead. And he's talking to you. He's just, his mouth... I said it like his jaw's opening and closing, and lips are moving with it, just hot and hot and hot. And he's having a conversation with you. It's like, I recorded it and wanted to post it, but it's like, we're fucking beyond this. We
no,
conquered this in
we're
Mass Effect 2.
Okay, but that's not what's important. I mean,
That would but be still, nice. It adds to the atmosphere, like, you know, like...
Yeah, but, okay, he's walking ahead of me and telling me to pick up guns, and I'm picking up guns and grenades and shit, and I'm not looking at it, like, I didn't look at him at all. You know what I mean?
So maybe they really only animate things that are...
No, he stops in the room, and he's like, you're gonna have to go forward, and he stops there, and he's still talking to me while I can't move forward because the door's opening. So I'm looking at him, and he's going, just fucking chomping at me.
Okay. Well, to me, it seems really obvious that they focused on gameplay and not graphics.
I should say this, though.
Not great.
How much does that affect the game? Who cares?
It's still Call of Duty.
Yeah, but...
You're picking it up, and you're definitely playing
Call of Duty. Hold on, what level did you get to? Or, like, how far in?
I got to the... actually, I had, like, a saving glitch. Where I beat the second mission.
Okay.
And it started me all
over. Come on, man. You can't play the first two levels of a game and be like, I'm returning this.
Well, I went to multiplayer afterwards. And the multiplayer is like, it's not for me. I understand that some people like it, but I think it's the most fucking moronic, like, dumbed down game in the world.
Just because it's like... You've got
you're in a map where
three
guys,
paths you can go. Yeah,
yeah. Guys just, spawn behind you,
and you run in whichever way.
You're just like, what the fuck happened? I'm dead, and like you don't even have time to.
But
like you can watch the kill cam.
Yeah,
but you can respawn instantly. So it's like you're dead and you're back in. It's like fuck, oh, fuck, oh, yes, fuck, ah.
That's Halo.
It's not that
it's like
fast.
Unreal or Quake. You don't like you just yeah.
Like
you well, don't skip every kill cam if you I want mean, a second
like,
to.
Yeah, but Battlefield's just like. You have time to collect yourself. You have time to...
You have
guys
time
aren't
to...
spawning behind you, shooting you in the back of the head.
No, it is... That's right. It's like an arcade game in that sense where...
In Battlefield, like, it's...
Spawn on sides.
Like, Call of Duty is obviously skill-based. It's like as fast as you can
Yeah, the reason you were getting raped is because these guys have been playing most of the Call of Duties that you...
I wasn't getting raped at first. Like, it was just... I was doing good, and it's just the way it goes. Like, my kill death was average to everyone else.
Yeah.
This game sucks. It's not for me, man. I hated it. I returned it.
You know how there's a thing where like it's like a grappling hook you can shoot and pull yourself?
Yeah.
Did you use that in the multiplayer?
No.
So how do you know how fun the game is if you haven't used all... Like, to me, all that advanced...
Well,
stuff
I can understand what Chad's saying. Like, he's always been a Battlefield fan. Always. And it's like rival
Call
of Duty.
But I guess you've known going in that you're not
going to
get
I know.
That.
I'm going to play Call of Duty, but it's... I don't remember Call of Duty being this fucking stupid.
Well, you got to think every year they've added more and more shit. You've missed a lot of iterations. So it was like when we played it before, it was kind of bare bones. You were just starting to get perks and care packages and shit that would come down. Now, there's been like 6 games released since, and everyone is adding new shit more and more. Now you have to... You're playing a game that's so far beyond something you played before, it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And now with the exosuit and everything and the weird jumps, I can't even... It's going to feel like Titanfall. Does it feel like Titanfall?
You know what? It doesn't feel like Battlefield or Destiny. It feels
Call of Duty is definitely a Call of Duty.
It feels like Call of Duty with a double jump.
Fine. It doesn't feel like Modern Warfare 2 at all, from what I remember.
Because
Modern Warfare 2 was the one I played
a lot. Is it faster?
It does feel fast. Like
it is
fast. You jump up and down
fast.
Because there's a lot
like,
of verticality now.
When you shoot, the gun is really... there's very like low recoil. Did you find that?
Oh, yeah. There's no recoil in Call of Duty guns.
So just point and shoot.
It's just... Like, there's no, like...
It is fun, though, man. Like, if you get a good, solid group of guys to play with...
I'm looking forward
to
learning the system, like, double jumping, the grappling...
I'm getting it Tuesday.
The different grenades and stuff.
Yeah, Tuesday.
I'm waiting until I progress in the storyline to learn all those things, and then I'm going to go into the multiplayer and try it and see how fun that is.
How far did you make it in the single player?
I think I just started the third level.
Yeah.
So not very far at all. Maybe an hour or two in.
I tried more than one time to play Ghost campaign and just couldn't do it. It was painful. Is this...
I liked it.
And I couldn't do
it. I got like 75% through.
It's just... It's the same thing. There's like a mission where it's like, follow me through the bushes with a sniper rifle. Shoot the dogs. That's
the exact same game every time.
Yeah. Like there's that level, but there's a helicopter level where it's like, you've got black and white camera and you're shooting fucking... people in the infield.
Right, but within a single game, it's quite varied, you know what I mean? Like, you'll have a sniper one.
Sure.
You have one, you got a drone, you have one where you're like, you're sliding down the side of a building, you know, like it's...
It's just all been done, I feel like.
Yeah, it's just they replace a building with a mountain.
It's hard for me to...
a drone with a fucking mountain.
It's hard for me to say that, like, this one doesn't bring anything new to the table because I haven't played it.
Mm. Well, it gives you a red grenade. Or it lights up all the enemies red.
That's cool, but you know what that is? It's radar for noobs.
Yeah. No. You can like, shoot through walls and shit, like, because you know where they are.
Well, what kind of fucking game allows people to shoot through walls?
Are you kidding me? The first like two missions. Soft walls?
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Soft walls, like.
It's not any wall.
Yeah, like, it's a futuristic gun, though. It shoots through walls. If that's what it was, I'd like, that's fucking broken. That sucks.
I just. It's
the every most, game you can shoot through fucking walls.
It's the tiniest.
Right, but you can throw a threat grenade, see where they are, and you can pick them off without even having to.
The game is so small in scope, though. Like, you're literally going. It's corridor. You can't go any. Like, any way outside of it. You're going down this narrow little pathway. You try and go out, it's like leaving mission area.
Yeah.
And the game it kills you and then respawns. What game
isn't that, like...
Well,
there's bigger environments where you can... It's varied, like, okay, how am I going to approach this battle?
Crisis really did this. As opposed to,
I'm going to throw this grenade, I'm going to hide behind this car and shoot that guy in the head when he pops it up, wait 5 seconds till that guy comes out of cover, shoot that guy in the head. Same fucking games.
Crisis really changed things for shooters.
Every game is like that, first-person shooter.
They are like that, but instead of having to wait, like in Battlefield, you can go around. Like, while the guys are hiding in cover, you can go around, rocket launcher room, fucking C4,
bring whatever. Building
the Battlefield campaign?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some... Actually, you know what? It's the same thing. The early levels. They're very scripted as well.
Well, yeah, they are scripted, but, like, as far as... You have variation. I just don't...
I don't know.
I think
Call of Duty is a very linear story. Like, play what they intend you to play with the big set pieces, and that's it.
Any first-person shooter game. Look, Dead Space is the same way, right?
Yeah, Dead Space is
fine. Come on.
Definitely. Look at this.
Awesome. This is Dead Space.
This is why you don't like Call of Duty for it. This is why you don't like Call of Duty. You're buying it because you want a good first-person, like, single-player campaign.
I
want
to play a good Call of Duty game. Modern Warfare was great.
I knew you weren't going to get into the multiplayer. I knew you weren't.
I thought it was like oh, I might get into this. I play Battlefield. I'm good at Battlefield. Maybe I'll be good at this.
You would have been good at Call of Duty. I know you're good at shooters. Like, it's not I'm good at this shooter, I'm good at this shooter. You're fucking good at
shooters. The Twitch reflexes are just so crazy, and it's the most unfair game because guys are literally spawning right behind you.
Yeah, campers.
So you never played Unreal, did you? Or Quake?
No,
it was like 40 years ago. We don't care about those games.
No, but the point is, that's the genre of the game is like just fast paced. You die. You don't worry about your kill death ratio. It's just like
get back in and get revenge.
Yeah, it's just like a chaos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The best thing about quick spawning is like if you are the camper and you're sitting in a spot, you'll see the same fucking name keep coming because he wants that vengeance, and you're like, I know what you're doing. You're not gonna get me.
But you can't. I think the maps are so well designed, so there is no camping. Guys are just constantly...
Well, that's a big change, then. That's good. Because there was a lot of camping in other Call of Duties. A lot.
I hated it. I hated it, and I'll never play another Call of Duty.
Well...
Until it's actually made specifically for next-gen systems. Because I still feel like the game's being held back because
they have
there's
to have
such an investment in... 360 and PS3.
I can't believe we're a year in console like life and we're still playing games that are being made on last gen consoles or four.
Did you hear that Battlefront is first person?
No, but that's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Battlefront.
It's a German game. Okay.
I'll never play any other game again.
GTA, you guys don't care about this. You don't. I know you're not. But GTA 5.
I can't wait
to beat
that game too. I can't wait. It's just like Destiny.
I hate it.
No way.
I hated Battlefield 4. And then it was just like, oh, bug, game sucks. But then I just kept playing it because it's fucking great.
Did you guys hear the news, like the big news about GTA this week?
No. I don't pay attention to any GTA.
This is fucking huge. It changes the game. There's now a first-person mode in GTA.
Really?
So when you get into a car, you're in a car, and it's got every car's got a different dash, and they put all the work into it. Like in a helicopter, you look out around while you're flying. When you bring up a gun, you look through the fucking scope.
That's cool.
Dude, that changes the game. That's like,
is it only first person?
No. That's just one of them. Like, when you cycle through the cameras.
Oblivion did that.
Yeah, but it looked like shit.
Morrowind did that.
Come on.
No, I know.
For a game like GTA to have first person, like, that is game changing.
Yeah.
Big time. And I never completed the campaign because, like, the day GTA Online was released, that's all I played. Like, I never went back. And now I'm kind of excited to play this game in first person because I love first person.
I just freaking pictured Fallout 3. Like, Fallout 3 third person cam. Like,
damn it, I was in between conversations there. I missed the boat. What were you saying?
You're talking about the legs just kicking.
Five. Am I saying four?
No. Okay. You just said GTA. I wasn't sure if the next game is going to have it.
No.
You're saying the remastered version.
Yeah, it comes out in 2 weeks.
Oh. That's impressive, because that actually is a new experience.
2 weeks? Is it same day as 18th. Far Cry?
Yeah.
Still not buying it.
I'm buying Far Cry. That's it.
Sorry. That's what I said. You probably won't care.
Far Cry.
Honestly, listen to me. Far Cry 3.
You had to jump on your games.
Was the last one?
3.
Was sick. It was sick. I liked it. This one, I'm already not interested in. I've never been interested in it. I don't like the freaking Chinese man people. That it's going to be the whole story.
Whoa.
No, I don't like the setting. Like,
cut point right there. No.
What was the setting in the Far Cry 3? And if someone told you about that setting, what would you say?
Oh, I played it. It's been played. It's just like jungle, tropical shit.
Right, and you say, I'm uninterested in that.
This one...
Windsuit C4, it just seems like Battlefield Skyrim.
Oh,
my favorite game of the week.
I think it's gonna feel Skyrim a lot like 3. Like, go out and hunt these animals, and like doing it the first time was fun. Doing it again might not be as fun. I don't think it's going to live up to the expectations.
You're going to need that cheat code come up.
It might not. Mm-hmm. I agree to that, just because it has really high expectations right now. But
I don't like the villain. Like, Voss was fucking awesome, and this villain is just like,
man. How many seconds have you seen this villain?
We got your data.
Like 120 seconds. This villain.
Look at his suit. That suit alone.
First of all, I think it looks awesome.
I think it looks pretty cool.
And you should have faith in the developers of that game, based on the fact that
I'm cutting my hair like Voss.
You're going to dye your hair
blonde
and turn gay? No. I don't know. I hope it's good. I just...
You guys sound negative sometimes.
My expectations for this game are a little
lower. You're just way too
open-minded. Yeah,
you gotta close your mind, man.
No.
You gotta close my mind.
Close it up.
No, don't
your mind.
Don't be like Chad and hate everything.
Call of Duty sucks.
I'm getting it Tuesday. I'm getting it. Destiny's done for me. I'm like,
you're out?
Today was the nail in the coffin.
What happened?
Xur comes Fridays, and it's just like, he's got a gun that he had like 2 weeks ago. Fuck off.
Are you guys ready?
Here it is. 13 strange coins for the same gun. I swear to God, Bungie's...
How hard is it to make a fucking...
Listen to me. This is how stupid... Design. This is how stupid Bungie is. When they did...
One little megabyte.
They did the Iron Banner. Listen to me. They did the Iron Banner, and there was bounties for Iron Banner shit, period. And it would be like, complete this bounty to get this much experience. On the first day, this one would be up, and it would be like, you need to have the Queen's gear, the Queen's this and that. It's like, you literally can't do that in a day. So why the fuck did you put out this bounty the first day?
Damn,
it's
just, you're lying. That wasn't out the first
wanna
day.
Want to bet? It did the same thing with the Queen's Wrath.
How much name
I
price?
Will fucking shake your hand right now. Queen's Wrath first day, you couldn't do it because
Queen's
you...
Queen's Wrath, the first week,
day.
The bounty did not exist, where you had to have
day.
All that gear.
First day, I took a picture of it. It's deleted now because I was going through a picture. I have it. First fucking day, I had a picture of it.
What was the bet?
You don't have to bet on anything. Just
friendly bet. I'm right.
Bragging rights.
First day, Queen's Bounty came out. There was a bounty that you could not do because you couldn't get enough rep in that day.
Right. It required, you had to either have, the emblem, which required level 1.
You had to have the emblem. Yeah, you had to be rank 3. You could not get to rank 3 in the first day. Right. I'm right.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It was not there.
Okay. Trailer of the movie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, what
that,
other
we got into that. That game sucks. I'm done with Destiny until December. Well, there's...
Yep.
New raid, new shit. That's exciting. That's
it is.
I paid for the expansion, so...
Yeah, I got... There's 2 expansions, so it's like this game's going to be living on for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
When the house is complete and everything's like... I get home and there's nothing to do.
When you can just kick your feet up instead of like, what the fuck do I have to do today?
I'm back, give me a bag of chips, open it up, and I'm playing...
I hope so.
You have a lot of games to play.
I do.
I hope so, yeah.
Not really.
Generally, it's fall is so big. Like... November, you're just backed up with
games.
I'm
not going to play Assassin's Creed. The only reason why I wanted to get it was so I could get it early.
My point is, though, this year is not like that. There's been so many games that were supposed to be fall this year that got delayed early into next year that spring is looking just as exciting as November. And that's
Witcher 3.
Yeah, dude, did you see that they're releasing some ridiculous amount of DLC packs for free across all platforms? Like 14.
Because of the delay?
No. Just that's how good of a developer that company is. They're like, We have 14 DLC packs. Some of it will probably be
just
fucking
stupid. Just
can't
fit on the disc, boys. Just,
we made but it looks serious. Good, right? Yeah. And everyone, every other company charges you an arm and a leg. And these guys are like, here's 14.
I'll probably rent that game, for sure.
The Witcher? You're buying it. I'm buying it.
Je suis enchanté. Où est la bibliothèque? Voilà mon passeport. Ah, Gérald Depardieu. Baguette.
So what did you think of Attack the Block?
I was definitely less impressed with it than you were.
Nah.
But I understand that you compared it to Scott Pilgrim, that like fun vibe, just throw it on.
It's not Scott Pilgrim.
And I'm certain that I'm going to like it more on my second watch. I almost, you joked about watching it twice last week.
Yeah, I'm serious about that. It was not a joke.
Well, yeah, the next day I was like, if I have time, I'm going to actually watch it again this week, but I didn't watch it a second time.
The exposition is really seamless. Like, you're kind of just watching it, having fun, and you don't realize, like, they're showing you the hallway that you're going to see in an hour, or, like, this is when he grabs the fireworks. You know, like,
right.
Everything that they end up pulling off, like, they have to set up in that first 10 minutes when the kids leave the block or, like, go outside.
Right.
And they just have to follow through with that story. And it's like a 3-hour cool monster movie that ends super badass. There's cool kills. The creature design's awesome. The sound is cool. And it's just funny. I love the environment. The way they talk to each other is awesome.
Yeah, you know what actually threw me? Which is going
to
be...
I swear to God, I should have watched... Like, I probably needed to watch it with subtitles the first time I watched it.
That's exactly what I was going
to
get at.
Really hard to understand.
Right. And you start to remember their names. So you know exactly what he's talking about. You know, like, the situation. You know why
the
joke
is
relevant.
And very specific slang, right? Like, I watched a lot of British television, and I was like, what the fuck did that guy just say? You know what I mean? And by the end of the movie, I knew exactly what they were saying, right?
Yeah.
Like, they kept saying, like, truth is for truth. You know? Yeah. Oh, truth, truth. And it's like, what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, I hated that.
Hated it. But it was
for real, bruv.
Yeah, bruv. It was... Once by the end of the movie, you get it, and as I say, if you watch it again, I bet you just write in. You hear every joke. I don't know. I liked it. I did.
You like it more now than you did when you started
watching
it.
Yeah, I'll be just walking down the street, and I'm thinking like, oh fuck, Attack the Block, that one scene, or just I don't know, like talking like they do, you know, and just messing about, and I'm thinking like, oh, that movie's awesome. It's right. Scott Pilgrim vibe, definitely. It gets better every time you watch it.
Yeah,
but it's got a little more act. Well, it doesn't have
when
more
you
act,
when actually. You it's a Scott Pilgrim vibe, but when you say that, it puts the bar pretty high because Pilgrim was very unique and like a lot of fun in that regard and really easy to digest, I guess. Whereas this movie, you had to like really listen to hear what they're saying.
Well, yeah, I reviewed it on the webs on the .com allrangemode.com.
All right,
on the webs
and
.com.
Yeah, that's what I was saying is like they throw a lot at you like in such a short period of time that you don't really realize like you. Oh, fuck, like, I might only see this person 3 times in the whole movie, but I need to know who they are and all this stuff. And, like, just the geography of the block, the locations they go to, like, going to different floors, they kind of show you all that in the first 5 minutes. You don't realize. You think it's just, like, them showing you for the first time, like, enter new city. They do, like, a little whip around of a building or something. You don't realize you're seeing something that's, like, pretty important to the geography of the whole movie.
Right.
There's the crosswalks, the dumpsters, you need to know where they are in reference to like that, the elevator. It's just cool stuff. I guess you don't need to.
Yeah, I don't think I understand it as good as you do. You do right now, but
dude.
Anyway, whatever. It was a good movie. Definitely like it the more I think about it, but
sweet.
You maybe oversold it.
I'd have to give it another try, but I still don't think I'd care for it all that much.
Yeah. Let's quit beating around the penis bush and jump into the fucking...
I think there's two big pieces of news. Or two big movies.
One being Star Wars name.
Well, okay. Yeah, but Chad and I saw Interstellar. And it's good.
It's good. Well, the reviews weren't all that great.
It's a tough movie to swallow, I think.
Is it...
It's...
Does it have an Inception feel? Like,
I was going to say that like there's... Some of the... some of the theories and stuff are very Inception... Like they just kind of throw it at you.
Do they explain it overly so it's going to be bad on a rewatch?
I don't know. They like I the whole time I was like, they should be telling me more about the science of this robot. So I get it, but they don't. They like or they talk a lot about...
They move...
How
they
far
move,
is it in the future?
It's super far in the future.
Okay, so like they're...
And the world's like devastated.
You're supposed to just know these things already? Like it's supposed to make sense? They have like weird...
Yeah, they put you into a world where there's...
Technology is much
like for, they're far much like further along. Matthew McConaughey or Cooper is a farmer, and they have like kind of drones that are driving combines type of thing.
Oh, okay.
So everything's just kind of automated.
That's cool, yeah.
But still using like old.
They said like the servers went out 10 years ago or something like that. So there's just drones flying around, and McConaughey like used to work for NASA or something like that, so he knows all about them.
Cool, cool.
So he's like,
it really like during the beginning it jumps to move the story forward.
I think I'm gonna go see it tomorrow. Like I was trying to push guys today that I work with, and they're like, "What movie?" And I was like, "Fuck you."
Then. Well, it's really awesome. I don't know if you picked up on this, but like it's the first time he's with not the same cinematographer. The guy who usually does the cinematography went and directed that Johnny Depp movie, Transcendence or whatever.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I think it's Fitzer. Fister? I don't know. But so it looks like it's filmed differently than any Nolan movie. It's not as sharp. It's not as clean. Like it actually.
I think that had to do with the.
It looked more like. Screen. Really?
Oh, I don't absolutely. Know.
It looked more like the same way Apollo 13 was filmed. Like there was some grainy shots. Like it's just like as if it was done with an old grainy camera. I don't know. Like I think you're saying it's the screen. I think it looked different on purpose.
Like well, some scenes like the shuttle or the rocket going into space, like that, you know, they have like the GoPro esque.
Oh view, yeah, they had like GoPro
along the side of the ship.
Yeah,
they have that. That looked grainy, but that always looks grainy because it's just.
They did a lot of that, eh? The GoPro on the side of vehicles.
Yeah.
The truck, every ship has one of those.
Yeah.
But okay, it needs to be said, like, the reason that it's getting mixed reviews is because there's super high concept shit. And it's really, like, it doesn't really have any business being in a blockbuster movie.
General population is pretty stupid.
And but like, there's, it's stupid but Adam smart Sandler at the same time, kind of. It's just really, really high concept, and that's tough to swallow.
I think people understand the high concept.
I'm not saying they don't get it. I'm just saying, like, they want Inception 2 or they want Dark Knight.
Inception was pretty high concept as well. Like a lot of people didn't get it.
Yeah, I suppose you're right about that.
But
all of his movies are fucked.
Yeah, he's a league above everyone else. Like as far as storytelling goes, and this story,
just idea, mate, world building, like
he built an entire universe pretty much. Like obviously, this is how the rules of this universe work, and it's the same as ours. But
there's new science, and
it was cool that I saw like a little mini clip that they posted. They use mathematics and stuff to find like what a black hole would really look like. Did you see that?
So I don't know because
what you see in the movie is what a black hole would really look like. And
black hole is just black.
I'm saying not
according. But the way that it pulls the stars, like I'm telling you, there's rings around it, right?
Well, what it was, I didn't really buy it, to be honest. Because, like, from what I've heard, black hole of gravity sucks in the light. You cannot see it. But all you can see is
there's a mathematician who does, like, all the shit, and he's the one who said, like, this is...
That's his theory? Like, the
bubble? Yeah, this is what it will look like.
The bubble. Where
there's rings around some black holes, or not? Like, almost the one way, and then another the other way. And he explains everything. Like, this is why this is this way. And it's pulling the
Talking
light.
Talking about Gargantuan?
Yeah. Like, there were things, I was just, like, in awe for the majority of the movie. Just, like, the places they go, like...
So it's just, like,
different
a
things
site.
That happen. Like, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything, but just, like...
Well, that wave, in the trailer, I was like, whoa. That must feel crazy
that
IMAX.
That was cool. The IMAX is so rich, it's bullshit, man. It looks fucking terrible there, and I never want to see another IMAX.
Well, let's go to... Well, fuck. Next big movie, let's go to the States and we'll do that.
Is Avengers 2?
I never realized how bad it was. Important.
I think AMC, yeah.
Before the movie we were watching, you know, they have the fucking ads and whatever. Like, Babyface Fat Round it. On the screen, like the projector screen, there's so much dust. There was probably like an inch, tons of dust. And there were two giant scratches. Across the fucking projection screen. Or lens. Like, can't you just wipe it down? 2 seconds. It improves the entire look of the movie. Anyways.
I liked it quite a bit. I think, like...
I'm so excited.
We took a lot of the special effects for granted.
Oh, I think.
Like, you're into the characters, so you don't, like, it's... You don't even have to pay attention to, like, how do they fucking get this space shuttle to look so amazing? Like,
yeah. You know how McConaughey is in that Lincoln commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jim Carrey?
Just the... Yeah, the booger role.
He's
is that him in the movie?
No, he plays more of a hick. But like,
I could see
that. Smart. Really. No, he plays.
He does the McConaughey swagger and like the.
He plays Mutt.
Does he really?
Well, his voice is just like totally Matthew McConaughey, like full blown. He's not Russ Cole. It's like fucking How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Hey man.
Pretty much like.
I can't go to space, man.
He's good.
He's just bait.
Actually, the kids are really good too. Like, all the acting is fucking awesome. Actually, maybe we shouldn't talk about the spoilers.
What? No.
Don't bring that up?
No, absolutely not.
Fuck, I want to see this movie.
It's so good. There's weird things in it.
There's
a lot of, like, that's stupid when you actually think about it, but the amazing far outweighs the stupid.
You know what? Like, just the same, I think we're both probably talking about the same thing, but the conversation we had about that stupid scene today through phones.
Yeah.
Phones?
Through phones?
You guys did phone talk today?
Well, we texted. Oh. Like, it kind of adds some weight to them, and like, and you start thinking about the theory of the scene and what it means to the story, and like, there's cool things. Like, what. The movie will tell you one thing, and then you're like, well, if that's true, then this must be true, and then that's crazy because. If you consider that, and like it just starts to open up.
That's why it's such a good movie.
It's fucking awesome. It's because awesome.
You can think, like, we pondered it. I walked out of the movie, I was like, I loved it, but you know, and then I was driving home, I was talking to Mandy, but I was like, fuck, that movie's so good.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to see it again.
I hope you guys aren't just like saying it's so good because you have to.
No, it's good that there's bad parts, but we're overlooking them because of how awesome everything else is. Like,
okay.
Yeah, and just...
Like, because of who directed it, because of the way it is, and just to
put because of the way it is.
It's sci-fi. I mean, like, he has a very particular feel for his movies. Like, you know a Nolan movie.
My God, we could talk about it forever. We didn't even mention the robot.
The what?
There's so many things that we're not even talking about.
Speaking of robots, I want to see that robot movie.
That Chippy? Nine.
It looks
nine.
Oh, fuck! Did you know that picture of that Doug?
Neil Blomkamp's second try.
It's District 9 2 with Chippy, but not any aliens.
It's not District 9.
No.
Oh, that guy sucks.
It'll probably be awesome.
He locked out with District 9.
I don't know.
It was an accident. It's because Peter Jackson was funding him.
So last thing I want to bring up is the Star Wars title.
Yeah, love it. Called?
The Force Awakens.
Love it. Jedi.
A lot of people hated it, right?
Jedi.
Well, I don't know. It's getting mixed feelings.
What's wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it.
I think it's fine.
I love it. Cool. It's a little weird that it's like The Force Unleashed. Man. No one seems to be talking that up
because
at all.
Because that game was shit. No one cares about it.
But
in 10 years...
Unleashed and Awakened are very different things.
Well, it's...
Unleashed was good. Unleashed 2?
Yeah. Okay. They're both shit.
Well, what I'm thinking...
No.
They are shit.
The shit games.
It was a bad game, a great story.
So what I like about it is what it implies. Like,
just bubble through.
No.
What's it imply?
What I like about it is what it implies. Like, you know, are we going to see Force Unleashed level type shit? Like, not even. I don't think it should go that far, but some like.
What is Force Unleashed? Oh my god. What is that level? I never played the game.
Well, the guy's ripping fucking Star Destroyers out of the sky.
Powerful.
Like, he's...
Oh, okay. He's,
like, crazy. Like, he's just taking, like,
ATS. That's what I would love to see,
actually. Star Destroyer in orbit. And the guy's going...
pulling it
yeah,
down,
on the planet. Just sucking it into... And it crashes right in front of him.
You know those ATS that like walkers?
Awesome.
It sounds awesome. It was one of the worst, like,
the graphics
game
are bad.
Sequences of my entire life.
Okay, but imagine that in a movie, right?
Yeah,
or no, I'm sure
somebody who's awoken. Like,
that's
who's
a little
like,
crazy.
That's too powerful. That's like, I'm destroying planets. Powerful. Well, that'd be fucking sick.
Fair.
With my bare hands.
Okay, yeah. Like
he takes
fucking
two planets and brings them together. I don't know.
But what do you, but maybe not. Okay, so.
Just planets. Millions of light years away.
Or maybe it's everyone can use the Force.
Just popping it. See, that's what I think it is. Like, in every other story, there's just legions, like of the Old Republic.
Yeah.
Armies of Sith, armies of Jedi. You know, and it's like, if that force exists, but in the Skywalker phase of things, like, it's just, there's only two Sith, and there's barely any Jedi. You know, like, it's just, it's been dormant, and I wonder what happens when something, when the spark goes off, and all of a sudden there's just force users everywhere because the force has awakened or something. Mm-hmm. Like, more fucking force. So, like, everybody would just be more badass, right? I mean, does it imply that? Maybe it's just like, it's been between the last two sagas, or the last two trilogies, sorry.
I really hope 30 years. Don't take this the wrong way, but I hope there's no gay characters like Jar Jar Binks.
I'm sure you have nothing to worry about.
I'm going to go ahead and say
it's going to be a good, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Definite hokey character. Yoda has to be. Yogurt?
Yoda's dead.
I'm saying, I don't want a shitty character like...
Yeah, but there's likable hokey.
I'm implying that Yoda is a stupid character.
Well, I mean, they cast Andy Serkis.
And he cast a puppet in the first ones, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen. Yoda gets so much love. Yoda, he's fucking awesome. He's so wise. Look at that fucking stupid thing. Come on. Star Wars fans are going to hate me for
puppets
that.
Look, puppets look different now, though.
I'm saying, I don't want a Yoda in this movie. I would just like there to be...
Imagine if it was a guy's...
Cooler,
like a sock puppet.
Much cooler looking like characters than a little green man bouncing off the walls... In
episode, so he never bounced off the walls in the old ones, though.
He was wise.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't want a stupid character like that. That's going
to
be...
Again, I'm sure you have nothing to worry about. Right. It doesn't seem like they're as much...
I want more
as ironic as it is, like, that it's Disney now.
The way things are going,
I don't think
now,
it's going in that direction.
Things are becoming more and more adult. Look at all these superhero movies. They're all much more...
The Dark Knight of Star Wars.
That's what I'm saying! That's exactly what I'm saying. I want the Dark Knight of Star Wars real bad.
Okay.
Like a darker, more adult story. That shit they pulled off in like side stories is much better than the actual story in
Star Wars. Well, they're like the fights.
I want this to be one of those sick ass stories.
Well, who knows what we'll see.
Not just,
but I mean,
you are the chosen one. Again. Because it's going to happen.
It's only you.
It is only you who can save us all. No.
So... The title Force Awakens, does that lead you to believe that it's going to be more the way you want it or less the way you want it?
Ugh. Probably more. I like your idea of like the Force sort of coming to and then spawning a bunch of people at the same time. Not just one Luke Skywalker.
Well,
but
from what I hear, the like...
A battle of the five armies.
Rumors upon rumors have talked
and
about
the last one.
Multiple true. Like Sith like insurgents like... What do they call them?
Infiltrators?
No. Inquisitors. Like, they're just going out snuffing out Jedi. Like, there's teams of Sith Inquisitors, like, rumored, you know, or just Dark Force users. Like, worshippers.
Yeah.
Right? And then I who knows if that's true. It's just rumors of saying there's going to be multiple bad entities.
I just feel like it's going to feel like Star Trek again. It's going to have, like, a lot of...
I don't know.
Comedy.
I feel like he knows what he's doing.
I hope so. I hope it's not funny. I don't want funny.
Yeah.
There's going to be jokes.
I could go with less jokes. Like, the stuff in the old trilogy was, like, the bickering and, you know, like, between Leia and Han and that kind of stuff. And it was, like, it's funny because they're chirping each other, but
I guess
it's not, like...
I'm asking for something that's not going to happen.
Someone sticking out their tongue at a fucking apple or, like...
You
farting
get
fucking
movie.
Aliens.
Yeah, I'm not going
well,
to get what I want right now because
more jokes.
No Star Wars movie is what I want. And they're not... You know what I mean? Like, imagine same story, same everything. Like, you have... Like, Sith killing kids. Like, Anakin kills kids. Imagine that script and story given to...
Quentin Tarantino?
Someone different. It would look so different. Not just like... A stance and then a cut scene and you know what happens.
That fade scene?
That could be a very, very different situation in another movie. Like, it would hit home.
Hey, kids. You dead?
You and your friends are dead.
Yeah. They can't give me what I want because people be like, that's,
you
not,
want
even,
them,
that's
you
not a Star Wars movie.
Child Holocaust?
No. You guys are taking it a little too far here.
No, I get what you're saying.
So...
Yeah.
The teaser trailer is done. It's put together.
The whole movie's fucking done. Well, it's done filming, yeah.
Yeah, but the teaser... They said the teaser trailer's out in the wild. What? And they gave it to John Williams.
When is it premiering?
He has to record a score over top of the trailer.
Oh my god!
So that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Sitting there they said like going, during this movie the Star Wars.
I was just about to mention that it's got to be fucking Avengers 2.
Why
Disney?
Because it's the same company, the same Disney. Marketing fucking okay, yeah. giant.
Avengers 2.
When's Avengers?
Avengers 2 is May. Star Wars is December. That's it's perfect far. Timing.
Oh my god, it's happening in Avengers. We need to see.
No, okay, what's gonna happen before that? Because we've got like 6 months.
No.
And it's done right now.
Nothing. Yeah,
a
maybe.
Teaser.
A teaser. It'll be
a teaser nothing. And Christmas. Christmas time. The teaser's coming.
With but with what?
The Hobbit.
Why the Hobbit?
Just because it's a big it's movie.
Because it's dope. I don't know. Fuck.
Because it's dope.
How do trailers work? Do trailers work just like? Does somebody pay? I'm obviously you probably pay but it, to have your movie.
Is it gonna be like all in house, or is it like?
Yeah, I always thought it was in house. Like WB always does WB their own movies and whatnot.
You do see often like the same production company's name come up before, like yeah. Syncopy. It would be like.
Here's what it is. I think you'll have like your WB movie, and they'll say like mandatory. You need to play these trailers with this movie. Like they're marketing for they're showing commercials for them for their future movies. But I think there's always a break. Where the theater can put in, no, they can switch reels. The theater can put in their own trailers because they're running a business as well. So like you'll get a couple trailers and then you'll get like a movie moniker come up and then they'll all be like WB from that point on. Like I'm thinking that's.
So maybe we'll get a teaser during Hobbit, just the smallest teaser, like a ship in outer space, but the name.
Because that's the next huge movie, and well, if the trailer's done. That's a month and a half.
Is it a
away.
Teaser trailer or a trailer?
Teaser. Okay. Said it was like the teaser's out.
Then
the
it's
teasers.
Gonna literally be like a fucking 15-second spot.
It'll be a voiceover and some ships.
Yeah. That'll be it.
Oh fucking! Oh
but
my god!
I imagine the first trailer.
I thought it was happening yesterday. I thought it was happening yet. Like, oh fuck!
The first trailer will be in Avengers.
I would have left.
Yeah, that would have been wild. Yeah, I just either that or like Ant-Man is coming out before Avengers.
Who?
Yeah, another Marvel movie. You know what, though? Like, this is a weird thing.
That's
like,
my point.
This is the only... Well, you know what? Marvel never wanted to do the Ant-Man movie. It was all Edgar Wright. He was like, I have to do it. So they, like, kind of worked it in. And then that fell apart because
I feel like it's going to be the Daredevil of Marvel movies.
Well, it remains to be seen. But it's definitely, like, they're not really publicizing it or they're not pushing it. Like, we've seen trailers for Avengers and not Ant-Man. Pretty sure Ant-Man's first.
And there's people excited for Black Panther, is that his name?
That'll be much later.
Yeah, but there's people excited for that already. Like, there's been news about that. There's been no news
there's
on
been
Ant-Man.
News about Ant-Man.
What?
That Edgar Wright's
casting
pissed.
And that Edgar Wright got, taken off or quit or whatever.
Did you guys see the yesterday's trailer for Hobbit?
I did.
New Hobbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's looking pretty solid.
Those five trolls.
I'm so pumped.
That was so fun.
Dude, that...
I'm not excited for the CG
bad guys. Second one, like...
I guess, fuck, you better get used to it.
The second one completely changed my look on The Hobbit. The first one, I fucking hated it. I would have walked out. Like, I hated that movie. The second one, I watched here with Joe, and I quite enjoyed it.
Like, that was good. It was really good.
Way to turn the tide.
There's a 45-minute war scene. Just straight battle.
All CG, though.
Yeah.
It's gonna look like fucking Shadow of Mordor. You know, three bosses.
The barrel scene was fucking CG.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. Dude, it's gonna be sick. There's no question about it. It's gonna be sick. I'm so excited.
Remember how many fucking sweet bow kills there were in that scene alone?
Should watch that tonight after.
That's pretty dope.
I don't have any TV. Does anyone else have any TV?
I was really close to catching up to Walking Dead. I downloaded like episodes 2 and 3, and I finally got a torrent that worked for episode 1. And I got it and I put it on the TV, and it was fucking Spanish.
Like,
and I didn't even say it in the download. I put it on, it was like, "Ala somala." Like, there's screams in the background. Like, people scream, like, and even the screams were dubbed.
What?
It was like,
no! It was so fucking bad.
Are you sure it wasn't better with like multiple vocal tracks?
No, it was fucking Spanish.
English subtitles.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm not spoiling anything by saying this, but how shit was episode 4?
It was bad.
That was the worst episode in Walking Dead history.
This show is so weird. They always outdo themselves.
Wow. They started the episode and I was like, okay, a flashback. And then it started and I went, what?
You know what?
It was bad.
Oh, all there's
the,
just
all up until the final moments.
It's just a hospital. It's unscathed.
I bet by the end of the season, you'll understand that that's part of a grander story.
Yeah, like
the what is the story for season? For
first
season?
Of all, that actress is horrible. Like Beth? She played
the cop girl. Oh, yeah. So bad.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, the whole entire show. I'm like, I hate this arc. I hate these characters. I hate their fake. Like, this is the way I would act in this situation. I hate it. But we have no idea what the actual overlining story for this season is, since they kind of closed out the other story. I don't want to ruin too much.
Yeah.
But we don't know what it is, and I think this is going to be a very big part, and that's why they did it. And you kind of tell by the last few minutes of the episode.
TJ's open mind here again.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the podcast
and how I was going to harp on this episode, and I absolutely hate it. No one would act this way in this episode. I hate this whole situation that they've created.
Okay. Even episode 3, shit happened that I was like, why?
I'm hopeful.
Episode 3.
Yeah, it was cool. Like, the ending was cool of what happened.
I'm trying to remember right.
It's a big one.
Okay, yeah.
But some of the things that happened in that episode, I was like...
I feel like there was a rewrite.
I'm like, this is fucking really weird.
The second to last scene, it was like...
Because didn't fit the episode? Didn't fit the show?
No, I was thinking like, this is the...
Sorry.
Like... This could change everything, this scene. And then they're kind of like on a dime. They flip over and everything's like back to way it should be.
We always have a choice? Is that what you're referring to?
Oh, Chad, I really wish you were caught up right now.
Me too, I'm sorry.
There's some pretty crazy stuff goes down. There's a lot of slow motion and they're emphasizing the fact that this is crazy what's happening.
It was fucking crazy.
And then literally the next scene, they're just like, oh, it's morning again, like... Let's follow Rick. Let's do whatever. Like, everything's just back to normal. And I feel like that's weird.
Yeah, because... Okay, for this... Glenn and Maggie are standing there. And completely, from what my perception was... Disagreed. Like, this is not us. Hated it. The next day, they're just like, okay, see ya. Bye.
Yeah.
And it was like, what? That's what I was like, this episode makes fucking zero sense. It was just a weird episode. And then 4 sucked. Brutal episode. Yeah.
But I mean, I gotta watch every week.
Yeah, I need to know what happens. Like, next week will be a bit of a better story, even though I don't care.
Maybe. Like I say, we have to watch it just because it's on TV. We owe it to whoever put that together.
Don't get me wrong. I just like it. I like it. I just really dislike that one episode. It was bad. Because I don't care about that girl. She's fucking shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Sing me a little song and just get your fucking nose bit off by a zombie. I don't care. Dead. Done.
Toy Story 4, 2017.
Yeah. Yep. What about that?
Oh man, just keep it away. Toy Story 3 ended perfectly.
Yes.
Perfectly.
Perfectly.
Yeah. I was brought to tears in that movie.
Yeah.
So multiple. Good.
I mean, I don't know.
You got.
I'm still gonna buy it.
They're at it again.
What's that guy's kid? Name?
New family.
Andy.
No, you got a friend of me, singer.
Randy Newman.
He's got really racist songs on YouTube.
Really?
Like back in the day. Yeah. Pretty funny. I'm surprised they chose him to do Toy Story after some of these lyrics.
Are you sure they're racist?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You sure it's real?
Yeah.
Because I can do a Randy Newman voice.
Man. I can't even say it on air because it'd be terrible.
We had feedback. Starbuck or Darren.
Oh, that is a boy's name.
Yeah. Just said, just confirm that he is a man.
Yeah, we did a raid with Starbuck.
Yeah, and he says he also likes Tech Block. And he thinks we're doing a good job, so thanks, Darren.
Thanks, brother.
But thank you, sir.
I think we're winding down.
Yeah. Let's cut it.
Yeah, that's how cool this is. Like, if you guys listen to us... If you listen to us right now and you want to play games with us and actually like do a raid, something as intimate as doing a raid with us famous people, just contact us.
We have like fucking 60,000 listeners.
Yeah, and you can play Halo with me on Tuesday. what you gonna get? I was trying to pick that up, but it just fell and I quit. Danny Doobie. Yeah, I've said my gamer tag.
TJ, do you have anything else to say?
Does anyone care that there's a new Game of Thrones like
game
book out?
Book?
Oh. Not an what? Actual
spoilers.
Not a book in the series actually.
Spoiler.
It's a histories book.
Ooh.
Histories of, like, I don't want to say Westeros, but the universe of Game of Thrones.
The TV show.
Cash grab. Right now, just so. In time for Christmas.
No, I disagree, though. I don't know, dude. The history of Game of Thrones is so rich, and, like, I don't know, there's a lot of content there.
I've seen the
blurs. It's got a lot of art in it, and it's got a lot of history about the. There's a lot of references to old things that happened.
You gonna buy it?
The day it was available for pre-order, I ordered it, and it came to my house a couple days ago.
Oh, he's got it.
I got it.
You buy an Amazon Echo or what?
No.
Ooh, yeah.
Did you watch that thing?
I watched it.
The Amazon Connect?
The Amazon Her?
Xbox.
It's Her.
It's the worst thing
Amazon,
ever.
Amazon, play games.
Amazon, what time is it?
No, it'll just be like an active Siri. Siri,
what time is it?
You don't talk to Siri like that.
When do you not have your phone in your hand?
Yeah, but you talk to Xbox.
Yeah. What time is it?
Yeah, but it's Siri.
Yeah, but you have to activate it like you do Xbox. But you
but it's Siri without clicking the button.
Yeah, but I just talk regular to Siri.
Yeah, but see, you're pressing a button right now. You could just say, Alexa.
No, you can say anything.
You have to say
now
Alexa.
It's trying to say now Alexa. It's trying to hear Alexa.
You have to say Alexa.
No, you do not.
They emphasize this in the commercial.
You do not.
Oh, it doesn't listen unless you say Alexa, because...
No, it's because you could choose whatever you want.
We become so much like...
You could say dick nuts.
More of
and it would respond.
Fine, but you have to say...
Ball sack.
Whatever.
What time is it?
Hey, can you guys be quiet for a sec so my Siri can reset?
It's the biggest gimmick.
It sucks, but
God.
You're buying it, though.
No, I'm not.
Your box and plays your tunes.
Hey, she can't take in that much. Give her a break, guys.
What did it all say? Ball sack and everything in there?
Yeah. Okay. Who's the coolest guy in this room right now? Quit buffering, sir. Oh, Jesus.
Should I get my Android going here?
You have to press it.
Oh, do you? Ah, fuck. Fuck.
Listen
off.
In this week as we talk to Siri.
Siri, who's the coolest guy in this room?
Okay, I found this on the web for Siri, who's the coolest guy in this room.
Doesn't work. That's a piece of shit.
Fuck. Tell Siri to say
Are you actually at all interested in Echo?
I thought it was kind of cool yesterday.
Well, like, what could you actually get out of it that's convenient?
Nothing.
Okay, anything...
Actually, today, one of the things was like, Siri, how do I, or Alexa, how do I fucking... They were trying to get a conversion rate.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is in a cup, right?
Literally can't think of
that's what
a
it was.
Word.
And it's exactly what I was doing today, because we have this coffee maker that's in fucking ounces.
Right.
And I want to make cups.
But here's the thing. You have to use it enough to remember.
And I'm making shitty coffee because I don't
know
how to make it.
And that is what I'm going to use my fucking Echo for.
I'll pay $99 to say...
How many ounces in a cup?
Yo, sack.
Yo, sack, how many ounces in
Yo,
a cup?
Yo, sack, how do I make good coffee? Fuck you, play my music now.
Fuck you. Why does he talk
play
like
that? Play my music.
Yo, sack, talk like Arnold.
Yo, sack. But I digress.
Oh, jokes are so gaming-ish.
That's so neat.
I'm gonna buy an Echo called Sack.
Yo, sack.
Okay, you can leave us feedback at allrangemode.com or allrangemode.ca. Dan, you got one?
Yeah, Twitter is at armpodcast.
Chad, you got one?
Facebook is...
Facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast.
There it is.
TJ, you got one?
5 stars on iTunes if you like us.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Please.
Play games with me, man.
Say some nice things
PS4.
About us. Or some mean things.
Dan Derby with a space on Xbox.
Share your thoughts
Dan Derby
on
without
Call
a space.
Duty.
We're going to look into... I looked into this a bit this week, but Twitch. We're going to try to get live streams going on allrangemode.com. So basically you'd be able to jump there and see if any of us are playing.
That'd be cool.
Twitch is pretty in-depth.
We'll then you could join me in Halo, because I'm going to play a lot of Halo.
Or they can be our friends, and PlayStation will just live stream all of our fucking...
whatever.
Games, man.
Yeah.
No, right
under our names.
Yeah, we got Xbox, too. Like
games under the names.
You'll be able to go to the site, right, and it'll be like a flashing light in your face saying, like,
we're playing
Joe life. Maria is playing...
That's cool.
Whatever,
Evil Binding of Isaac. Yeah,
there you go.
That'd be sneak.
That is cool.
You can watch me rape and Dan can get all his day.
Falling.
Yeah, I would like to stream at some point, like, all the time.
I'm going to hook it up. It's pretty easy, actually.
You've been saying this for years.
I don't want to do it. I just
like I like talking about it.
No, when
I'm totally into it, guys.
When we played with Suarez.
Oh, yeah, that was a good time.
What were we playing? I forget what game it was.
It was Battlefield 3.
Yeah, we were screaming. I don't know what the ladies like. We had 1,000 people watching us and like just commenting what? Like crazy. Yeah. He's got like a stream that he does where I don't even know what the fuck he plays normally, but a ton of people watch him regularly. And we were in his game with them and had, this was before All Range Mode. We had 1,000 viewers at one point.
Really?
Yeah, and we Chad and I were just like, we were just going like, I don't want the ladies light. And just that was our joke for the night, because you know how we always have just like something that we repeat.
Yeah.
And every time we said it, people were like writing like, that's fucking hilarious and shit in the chat, like fast, like they were talking about us. I was like, this is sweet. That felt cool.
I'm just gonna ultra hook it up to the site, and every time you play,
now it's just gonna be like my man boobs and I'm sweating in my face with like just picture like a fat guy with like a double chin just
all butthole hour or something like
that. Yeah. from 7 prime to 9 tonight the camera will just be on my asshole for
so you gotta buy that glass chair though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god.
No, so you're bent over looking between your legs.
Yeah, I gotta look under my legs.
All whole all the time.
2 whole hours.
Literally. I have to do this now.
You can't. You'll be banned.
Do what?
It's called 2 whole hours.
It's just a butthole.
This guy's butthole for 2 whole hours. Exactly 2 whole hours.
Would that bring more viewers in or take
what's the end of so many two buttholes? In 1 hour.
2 whole hours. Joe is actually dead.
And with that,
we bid you adieu.
Thank you for listening. Give us your thoughts on Call of Duty and tell me more about this.
I'm not going to remember anything.
Orange mode out.
Rain. TJ's supposed to say moo.
Out.
A cocky little fruit.